91X News.
It's 10 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNet Newsroom. QNet Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Buckley Smith. It appears as though Justin Trudeau and his family may delay moving into the Prime Minister's official residence. The Office of the Prime Minister Designate issued the following statement today. The Prime Minister Designate Justin Trudeau, his wife, Sophie Gregoire Trudeau, and their three children will be immediately relocating to Rideau Cottage, part of the Rideau Hall grounds in the National Capital Region. Mr. Trudeau and his family will reside at Rideau College until further notice. The Prime Minister Designate will make decisions regarding 24 Sussex Drive once he has been fully briefed by officials. According to his mother, Margaret, the house at 24 Sussex Drive has needed major repairs for quite a long time, dating back to when she lived there as former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau's wife. She said these aren't aesthetic fixes, but more serious repairs like ventilation and plumbing. In an Auditor General's report in 2008, it was stated the residence would require $10 million in repair, although they were never performed, as the Prime Minister at the time, Stephen Harper, refused to move out. The World Health Organization's Cancer Agency has issued its most definitive statement about the relationship between meat and cancer, putting processed meats in the same danger category as smoking or asbestos. Dr. Kurt Streif with the WHO's Cancer Agency points out that doctors and many government agencies have long warned that a diet with too much red meat and processed meat is unhealthy.
These recommendations are often largely based on other health outcomes like cardiovascular disease. And with this new assessment, I think these need to be revisited and this needs to be taken into account.
It says ham, hot dogs, and other processed meats can cause colon, stomach, and other cancers, and that red meat probably causes cancer as well. The trial of a Toronto police officer charged in the shooting death of a teen on an empty streetcar resumed today. Constable James Forcillo has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and attempted murder in the death of 18-year-old Sani Yatim. Earlier today, the court heard from the driver of the streetcar, Chad Seymour. Seymour was the last person to speak to Yatim before the altercation with the police. The jury heard that Seymour recalled having a calm conversation with Yatim, who was trying to get a phone so he could call his father. Last week, jurors watched videos and heard audio recordings of the confrontation that ended Yatim's life. Yatim was standing on an empty streetcar holding a small knife and refused to drop it during a 50-second confrontation with Forcillo before he was shot 9 times. Crown prosecutors have said they plan to prove that Forcillo's actions during the July 2013 incident weren't necessary or reasonable. Forcillo's lawyer has said his client's actions were justified and carried out in self-defense. The sun is shining over the usually cloud-shrouded west coast of Vancouver Island, assisting searchers to try to find the last remaining passenger from a sunken whale-watching vessel. Canadian press reporter Chad Hippolito is on one of the vessels scouring the waters 15 kilometers northwest of Tofino. He says the Pacific Ocean off Plover Reef looks calm, but it's deceptive.
All of a sudden, like, this big wave would come up. You know, it was big swell, then we kind of sink down and come back up again, and it's kind of deceiving because it looks calm, and then all of a sudden, rogue waves come along and stuff. And that particular area that we were in was pretty choppy, and it was a lot of going swaying back and forth and up and down.
The 20-meter Leviathan 2 went down late yesterday afternoon, dumping 24 passengers and 3 crew members into the water. 5 people, all British nationals, are confirmed dead, and a 6th person is missing. Conservative MP and former Veteran Affairs Minister Aaron O'Toole will run for the party's interim leadership. O'Toole is a former Air Force captain and lawyer who represents the Ontario riding of Durham. Longtime MPs Diane Finley and Rob Nicholson have also said they intend to run. The date of the party's next caucus meeting has yet to be set, and so the details around the interim leadership vote are still unclear, including whether senators will be able to cast ballots. O'Toole, 42, would represent the new guard of the party, having only entered politics in 2012 during a by-election vote. The role of interim leader at the official opposition brings with a salary bump of $80,000, a car and driver, and lodging at the official residence at Stornoway. Former MP Peter Stauffer thinks the new Democratic Party should drop the word new. The 18-year veteran politician who lost his East Coast riding last week suggests the new Democrats should consider becoming the Democratic Party. Stauffer also favors separating the federal and provincial wings of the NDP and abandoning the 1961 agreement that brought the Cooperative Commonwealth Federation and the Canadian Labour Congress together to form the party. He says the reality is that Labour votes the way it wants to vote, and that's the way it should be. Four-time Academy Award nominee Ethan Hawke will be in northern Nova Scotia today to help with the Mi'kmaq community's water ceremony and support the Aboriginal call for a moratorium on oil and gas exploration in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. Troy Jerome, the executive director of the Mi'kmaq Mi'wyomi Secretariat, says oil exploration in the area needs to be studied further before companies can start drilling.
The Gulf of St. Lawrence is not available for oil exploration. Premature. It's a race to get oil as opposed to racing to protect the environment. And when you look at the state of the environment and climate change, I think we should be racing to protect the land where we can.
Hawke owns land in the St. George's Bay area near Antigonish and was contacted by the local Mi'kmaq community to attend today's event in support of his neighbors. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit announces a new route perfect for Loyalist students wishing to get around and get things done. Hourly departures from Loyalist College 7 days a week will take you directly to Bell Boulevard, the Walmart Plaza, Quinte Mall, and back to Loyalist. An easy and efficient way to get to some of Belleville's biggest shopping areas without transferring at the downtown terminal. More info at loyaliststudents.com. Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
Welcome back. I'm Buckley Smith, now for QNET Sports. Tonight in the NHL, we will see three games. First up, we will see the Calgary Flames visiting the New York Islanders at 7 p.m. The Flames have gotten off to a slow start to their season with only 2 wins in their first 8 games and are looking to reverse that trend tonight. Following that, we have the Arizona Coyotes coming to the ACC to play the Maple Leafs at 7:30. This game will be Arizona rookie forward Max Domi's first game in Toronto. Max Domi is the son of ex-Maple Leaf and fan favorite Ty Domi. And finally, we have the Anaheim Ducks playing Chicago at 8:30. Toronto Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos held his annual end-of-season news conference today at the Rogers Centre. He says the team has a strong nucleus, and that gives him reason for optimism in 2016.
I think we're in a different place than last year. We don't need to do anything on the position player front. It doesn't mean we won't, but we have a very good offensive club, and I expect that to continue. Need health, depth will always be important. And I think the bullpen still has an opportunity to be a strength. As of now, we need to do some work in the rotation.
Staying with baseball, tickets to see the New York Mets and Kansas City Royals in the World Series are reselling for quite a sum. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
Diehard Mets fan Vernon Gibson has waited 15 years to say this.
The Mets are going to the World Series.
It may take 15 years of savings for him to buy a ticket. For games 3 and 4 in New York, the average ticket sold at resale on StubHub for more than $1,000. As Mets announcer Howie Rose might say,
unbelievable!
Till now, only one recent World Series game had an average resale price of more than a grand. Game 6 in 2013 when the Red Sox beat the Cardinals. The most money spent on a single ticket on StubHub for this World Series, $15,000. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Toronto Argonauts are returning to Rogers Center. Club Executive Chairman and CEO Chris Rudge announced today that the team will play its remaining home games at the domed facility. Toronto has played just 3 games at Rogers Center this season due to scheduling conflicts with the Pan Am Games and the Toronto Blue Jays. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville for today is mainly sunny with a high of 9. Tonight we'll see partly cloudy with a low of +1. For Tuesday, mainly sunny with a high of 13. And Wednesday, periods of rain with a high of 14. At 4:09, it's 10 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Buckley Smith, news on 91X, next at 5.